Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE, that is the toll free number. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian
Cantwell,
and Mark.
And don't forget to join us via Skype if you prefer. I would prefer, if you've got Skype, call us that way. Skype username's lrn.fm. All you have to do to join us via Skype is just send a quick contact request over. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come through. And then after that, it'll be easy for you to call on Skype anytime that you darn well please. So, plenty of stuff to talk about tonight, including what is a disturbing story from your world, Chris Cantwell. You are a blogger and a podcast host. You host Some Garbage Podcast.
Yep.
You've recently become a political gadfly.
I'm the anarcho-lobbyist, man.
What's the right word for what we do up there? It's not lobbying because we're not getting paid to do it.
Well, I get a little bit of advertising revenue. People have been willing to donate a couple of bucks over the anarcho-lobbyist series.
Does that make you a lobbyist, though? Because if so, then you'll have to go and register and get yourself an orange tag to wear around the statehouse.
I don't know how that works. I'm not getting paid by an agency. I go do this and then I make videos and people contribute money for the videos, right? So I'm not being paid to lobby on behalf of a cause, but I'm calling it anarcho-lobbyist because I basically go in there and talk to these people without trying to pretend I'm something else, right? And
sure,
going in there and being like, oh, I think that we need more reasonable regulations around this subject. I'm like, repeal all drug laws. You're an idiot. You can't do this.
You don't call them idiots.
No, in so many words.
Right. And I'm with you, man. I've been doing this stuff for a long time. We talked about it in a little more detail last night. So if you want to go grab that show, go to freetalklive.com. You can grab up the archives there. Plus, Chris, you've been chopping up all kinds of videos. If you want to actually see us in action at the State House, you can go to ChristopherCantwell.com, and you've been putting together various different clips of keen liberty activists going to Concord. We're going back tomorrow for several more bills. Half the time I don't even know what we're going for. I just look at the schedule before we show up. And, oh, yeah, let's go talk on this, this, and this.
I'll tell you what, though. I got to make sure I'm better prepared. I got swindled the other day.
What do you mean?
So Max Abramson's bill, that was he had a bill redefining deadly force.
Mm.
And I went in there, and some of the one of the guys from Concord was up there. One of our people was up there talking in favor of the bill, and the legislators up there were contradicting the bill. They're saying, well, if you redefine deadly force to mean this limited, narrow thing, well, then you won't be able to respond with deadly force. So Max's thing struck out.
So he didn't think it through?
So Max's bill strikes out this whole thing about, like, shooting at a vehicle or shooting in a general direction of somebody, right?
Okay.
And what the legislators were saying is that if you say that that's not deadly force, shooting at someone's vehicle, that means that I can't shoot back at somebody shooting at my vehicle. And I said, whoa, wait a second, that seems like a pretty bad mistake. And I spoke against Max's bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Max on Facebook afterwards, and I was like, look, I'm sorry about that, but this is why I did it. And he's like, no, they tricked you. And he pointed out the self-defense statute, and the self-defense statute is about to use. So if I believe that someone is about to use force against me that could cause serious bodily injury, then I can respond with deadly force under New Hampshire law.
So he didn't screw it up.
He didn't screw it up. The legislators were screwing it up. And I was like, wow, I'm sorry. I'm like, how do I fix this?
And I didn't know because it was another part of the statutes.
Exactly. So I emailed the committee and I CC'd Max. And I was like, look, you guys confused me. I'll be better prepared next time.
You had another interesting moment, something we didn't talk about yesterday. And Mark, you never really get up to the State House very often, like maybe once a year or something.
Yeah, about
like
once
that.
A year probably I make it.
So I don't know how much experience you have with stuff like this happening, but it's now happened to Chris on more than one occasion. It was pretty shocking for you the first time, but we were actually sitting in the cafeteria, which
in the New Hampshire State House, the politicians and us little people, we all eat together in the same room. I don't know if that happens in other state houses. I doubt it, but it seems like there's a little more, you can be a little more personable with the people at these state houses.
Certainly.
They seem to be more down to earth. I was in the bathroom, and this guy was standing at the urinal next to me, and he rips out a fart. And, you know, we both kind of chuckled, and he goes, well, he says, excuse me. I'm like, it's totally fine. He's like, well, you know, I guess this is the appropriate place for it. And then later he makes a comment about how much hot air they have at the state house. So it's just kind of nice, you know, to have self-deprecating state representatives in this particular case. But what happened was there were two state reps who came up. We're just sitting there eating our lunch.
A Republican and a Democrat.
Right. These two state reps come up after we had testified. This, it wasn't on jury nullification. It was the,
that was on asset forfeiture.
Right. The civil asset forfeiture. There's a proposal to severely limit the government's ability to do asset forfeiture, which is, I
criminalize it, as it were. This is a Dick Marble bill, and he wants to make it. He's just saying you will go to prison if you engage in civil asset forfeiture.
I love Dick Marble, and I love that he's still alive.
Yeah. And I love that a guy like that can get elected up here as well. But these two folks who I hadn't seen, noticed ever before today, I don't even know if I'd ever testified before that particular committee. But they come up and they kind of introduce themselves to you and they start talking to you about your position on the bill and kind of they like what you had to say about asset forfeiture, and they were both of different parties, and one guy was like, well, if I agree with her on something, you can really tell something's wrong here.
Yeah, and the guy had apparently looked me up and visited my website before he came down to the cafeteria, too, so he had seen the headline of my website.
So he knew you were an anarchist.
Yeah, so now we've got a Republican, a Democrat, and an anarchist all agreeing on a problem. They're like, yeah, that means there's something wrong here. And the guy's, the rep's name was Greg Smith, and he is, apparently was allowed, I was just looking into him today. He had given us the card, and I was about to send him an email, but I want to figure out who he was. So I looked him up, and he appears to be a pretty moderate Republican guy who was elected in 2014. And so I fired off an email to him today. It was like, hey, you know, thanks for listening and taking the issue seriously. It's a pretty big problem. If there's anything I can do to help keep it on the front burner, let me know.
So I just thought that was a cool thing because, you know, it was kind of, it happened again where these politicians actually took time out of their schedule to, which is fairly busy. I mean, these are busy people. They only get paid $100 a year here in New Hampshire to do this. And they thought what Chris said was important enough to stop and chat with him in the lunchroom.
You know? That's awesome.
I don't think that happens in other places.
Certainly never happened in New York. And I mean, I didn't spend a great deal of time in Albany, the state capital. Yeah. I wasn't up there trying to, you know, lobby legislators or anything like that. But, you know, I talked to state reps. I talked to my congressman. I was involved in the Tea Party. And look, these guys, when they were running for office, they'd come speak in front of your organization and sort of pander to you.
And that's it.
But that's about it. Once they're done trying to solicit contributions and gain activists to go gather ballot signatures and stuff like that, they go back into hiding.
I can remember being in Florida and trying to contact some of the state reps or whatever about, I don't even remember what the issue would have been, but trying to contact them and just getting form letters and talking to office staff, and you never actually get to reach these individuals in those places. They're too high and mighty, too self-important, and they don't want to talk to you.
Well, what you're saying here is that New Hampshire's unique, and it is. 49 states in the federal government have lawyer industrial complexes that run their state house. You can say what you want about that, but that's the reality. In New Hampshire, it's different. In New Hampshire, it's regular folks, mostly older folks, I would say, if I had to make a guess, because they've got the time. But ideological geriatrics is what I like to refer to them as. And that's fine by me because, you know, they don't have the same, the idea that you take a bunch of people from one career line and expect things to go well and make them all legislators and expect things to go well is ridiculous to me. It's not the way things were meant to be.
Certainly. And what I find interesting about it here is that these guys on both sides, right? I mean, there are radical leftists that seem to have been elected in New Hampshire, hence the $16 minimum wage proposal. So some of these people I would absolutely consider my mortal enemies. But at the same time, I do kind of like that these people are willing to take positions on issues. One of the problems that I found in New York was that everything that they did, it seemed to be some kind of mental polling exercise, that they were just trying to find out what was the right thing to say.
Sticking their finger, licking the finger, sticking it up in the air, seeing which way the political winds
exactly.
are blowing.
And, you know, I come from a place where the Republican Party wants to take your guns as a result. And so this was a situation yeah. where I'm watching a real situation where there are people arguing between no minimum wage and $16 an hour minimum wage is the debate. It's like, it's amazing, just radicals on both sides of an issue.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, a 90-year-old woman has her home raided by the police. What did they find? We'll let you know. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get the Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you pay for laminate in other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
There's going to be great keynote speakers there. George Gilder, who created Reaganomics, and IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Adept Sambala Nair. He'll be flying in from India. David Johnston, who's the guy who's helped putting together the second annual $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. I think that's probably the most important event going on at this point in the whole sphere of Bitcoin, because these are, it's funding for some of the best, most exciting ideas around Bitcoin. And this is the reason I believe Bitcoin is still a good investment and is going to make it and be something, is there's so many smart people putting so much effort into this technology. They see it for what, they see something of value there. And that's why I believe in it. TexasBitcoinConference.com, if you are just a Bitcoin beginner or you know a great deal about it, please join us, Austin, in Austin on March the 28th and 29th, the Moody Theater downtown. Get your tickets for $150. Use coupon code FTL, take $25 off, and $25 out of that $125 that's left will be donated to Sean's Outpost. So it's really a great deal. This 2-day event, basically you're paying $100 and giving a $25 donation to Sean's Outpost to help feed hungry people. So TexasBitcoinConference.com. We had a blast last year. We're going to have a great time again this year. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Did we ever figure out what the deal was with Charlie Schrem?
Whether he's going to be there?
Whether he's going to be there yet.
His picture's up on the website.
Who knows? I released the clip when we were talking about that, and I said, how's he supposed to be there? Is he going to be in prison? And I was like, yeah, we'll have Ross Ulbricht, the Easter Bunny. And I released the clip of that, and I just put it out. The title is Texas Bitcoin Conference, and they actually retweeted it. I don't know if they watched the video first.
So, I don't know how they're going to pull that one off. But I know that when Rich Paul was in jail, they did have a video conferencing option from home. So, maybe the Fed...
That's... possible.
Maybe yeah. Minimum security Fed prison has something like that. I really don't know. So anyway, our toll-free number here is 855-453. I've got some disturbing Bitcoin-related news on the way here. But first, we got Matthew. He's in Maryland. Matthew, you're on with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Freecon
Live. Hey, Matthew. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wondered what you guys thought about, jury duty and, trying to not do that. In my life, I've got a few notifications, but they've already responded and not have problems. But I just wonder what you thought about that.
You're asking what we think about not going to jury duty?
Yes, yes.
I would go ahead and say that you should probably do it. I mean, look, if you're a listener of this program, then I imagine that you're going to make a better juror than most of the people who are going to get called. I don't appreciate that the government threatens people to get them into jury duty.
Sure,
I think that that's an awful thing that they do. I think it's usually unenforceable. I was once called to be on a jury, and I was threatened with prosecution if I didn't show up, and I was like, put it where the sun don't shine, and just ignored it, and they sent me a bunch of threatening letters, and I never did anything. thing, and they never came after me.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to get out of. You could also show up and just tell them that you're an anarchist or something like that, and that you know, hate the police.
Yeah.
And that'll get you disqualified right away.
I could tell you if you just walk in and say that I believe in the 1,000-year right of juries to nullify the law. That's it. You'll be done.
but I also agree with Chris. I mean, if you love freedom, and I'm presuming you do because you've taken the time to call Free Talk Live, although that's not always an indicator of it. But if you actually care about freedom, then you should try to get on a jury. You should learn about jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to vote based on your conscience and not what the law says. This is an important right, and we actually spend a lot of time here in New Hampshire trying to educate people about this right. In fact, Chris, you and I were at the State House the other day actually testifying in favor of an excellent jury nullification bill that will actually enshrine jury nullification even further into state law here. And this is your opportunity to save someone from prison.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible you might get on a jury of an actual violent criminal as well. So, you know, you may end up having to put somebody in prison if they actually deserve it. But if it's somebody who's a victimless criminal, someone who's sold some drugs or possessed some drugs or was a prostitute or, you know, whatever the victimless crime is, ran a gambling ring, smuggled some guns, then you could vote not guilty just based on your conscience. And even if you're just one person, you can be enough to hang the jury, and you may be able to convince the other jurors to go with you. It's happened before. Kathleen Converse, she's an early mover for the Free State Project. You should look her up because she actually, one lady, flipped the entire jury that she was sitting on. She was on a case for a man who was accused of and did grow marijuana plants. He was growing several marijuana plants. He was a Rastafarian. Yeah, his name's Doug Darrell. And, I mean, I'd never heard of him before. He's just some guy growing pot, got caught for it. Somebody snitched him out. And he went down, but in court, this one lady talked to the jury about why he shouldn't be found guilty, and she convinced them all. They found him not guilty, all 12 of them, and that man walked free after that. So you could have that effect if you take the time out. And I understand it sucks going to jury duty because you'd rather be doing something that you love to do, but you could save someone from prison who doesn't deserve to go there, and I think that's worth the time.
Well, thanks. That's a good story, and thanks for the input, guys.
Hey, I hope that helps, and good luck with your decision. Thank you, Matthew, for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I've never had the opportunity to get on a jury. There was one time I got called down in Florida. I did know about jury nullification at the time, but I just wasn't picked. And I didn't put anything on my form that they make you fill out a form usually when you get called for jury duty. I didn't put anything on my form that would have been an immediate giveaway that this guy's a libertarian. And, of course, in Florida, they didn't know who I was. I mean, they had a large pool of 150 people in Sarasota, Florida, going to that jury selection. Here in New Hampshire, at least in Cheshire County, if I get picked, they're going to disqualify me right quick because I'm a well-known quantity in town.
Yeah, I don't think that I'd make it onto too many New Hampshire juries either.
But there's a great organization here, NHJury.com, that's doing some excellent outreach work. We talked briefly about them last night. There's a contest running right now. You don't have to live in New Hampshire to enter the contest. If you've got some great ideas as to how we can take NHJury.com to the next level, you can go to NHJury.com, click the Great Ideas link over toward the top menu of the page, and submit your great idea, and we might pay out up to $50 to you for it. So there's more coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of money, a Bitcoin ATM is under fire.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Four five zero three seven three three. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll go to Skype here in just a moment, actually. Your calls are welcome on whatever topic you'd like to discuss. Some disturbing news from Chris Cantwell's world here in a moment with one of his fans. Pretty disturbing story there. And also another bit of bad news from the Bitcoin world as well. Hopefully there'll be something good to talk about too tonight. 855-450-FREE.
You can get a free pound of coffee by just going to coffee.freetalklive.com and signing up for the subscription. It is a subscription, but you can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound and go. It's not a problem at all. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. But if you continue to get your coffee there, you'll be upgrading your coffee drinking experience because it's far better tasting than the stuff you're going to find at the store, and significantly cheaper and better for you than the place things you're going to get at sort of the chain coffee places. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade-grown, delicious coffee. I love BuzzBox coffee, and I really, you know, it's a step down to drink anything else. So go check it out. Get a free pound once you try it out. And when you do get it, what you'll realize is that we're able to give back with BuzzBox. They send us some of the proceeds, and we take them and we give out microloans through Kiva.org to people around the world that so they can, you know, buy cows or fix their cars or, you know, so they can do a taxi ride. Most of them are just trying to do something to put a business together. And you got to have a business if you're going to be successful. So coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping. We'll give you a pound. You can cancel the subscription anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones here. Skype, specifically, where Forrest is on the line in Louisiana. Forrest, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a very short anecdote, and I wanted to ask you guys advice, actually. Sure. I got called for jury duty, and I was actually excited. I thought there might be a small chance I'd get on a case where I would be able to nullify.
Okay.
And it was a heck of an experience. I mean, I was kind of shocked. I was shocked by a lot of things, but
tell me some of them. Shocked.
So one of them was they showed us a video where they're bragging about all the drug stuff that they've done, and I guess just
who made the video? The justice system or the police?
I believe it was the justice system, and they were they were bragging.
You can help us convict these drug dealers. Now go in and be sure you're very honest about how you do things.
It's propaganda, yeah. Right beforehand. It's crazy.
Yeah, it made me really mad, but I guess nobody else cared because I guess they all feel like anybody who's doing those evil drugs should be in jail immediately.
Oh, man. Well, this is Louisiana, right? I mean, they've got some of the most draconian penalties in the United States for cannabis down there, what I understand.
Yes, it's the minimum for having one plant is like 25 years. So I might be wrong about that, but that's what I've heard. The thing that there was two things that kind of struck me. One was when they asked a lot of the other jurors, basically, will you apply the law as I give it to you? Like that was a question for selection, and they're basically asking them, would you nullify if you think the law is immoral? Of course, they don't use the word nullify,
sure.
And they didn't ask me that. I did get kicked off the jury immediately for. I think was a funny reason, but I want to know, what do you guys think? How can you honestly answer that should you just lie? I don't know. I mean, I want to be on the jury in case an immoral law is applied, but I don't, want to say the wrong thing.
Did they say law or statutes?
No, they said the law.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I will apply the law. I believe the law is a moral code written into the fabric of existence. I believe
the statute. Yeah, but as the judge instructs it, will you do it as the judge instructs?
Is that what the...
What is the actual quote?
I'm sorry. It was
the words
it was
so that he, the words there. That the caller just gave us was, will you apply the law as I give it to you?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, that was the lawyer.
Oh, that was the lawyer.
Yeah, the lawyer said that, yeah.
Which lawyer? The prosecutor?
It was a civil case, I don't even remember. I don't remember. But
yeah, usually parties to the case don't get to tell the jury what the law is.
Yeah,
I don't
think true.
That's kind of the idea behind it. In any case, my suggestion to you would be to lie, to say whatever you have to say to get onto the jury. There is no shame in lying to a kidnapper. If you are in a situation where you're being, you are acting in defense of somebody else, there's nothing wrong with doing whatever you have to act that way. If you are kidnapped, and you said, hey, guys, I need to use the bathroom, and then you climbed out the window and didn't really need to pee. There's nothing wrong with doing that, and this is
true.
Basically the same thing.
Liar! You're a liar! You're asking people to lie!
Wait. The thing you've got to remember, though, is this under perjury? Are you under the penalty of perjury when you answer these questions, and is there a way for them to catch you in the lie? Because if so, then you should be really careful with that.
Yeah, first of all, this is not legal advice. I am not an attorney. None of us are. But I don't think can you get caught in the lie of I will apply the law? Well, no, right? If that's the question
cannot,
that he's answering.
In theory, you can't because they aren't allowed in the jury deliberation chamber. But if you were to make a statement to the other jurors that indicates something about jury nullification, like from what I understand, the folks over at the Fully Informed Jury Association do not recommend using those words inside the jury deliberation room. So they have some suggestions at Fija.org as to how to kind of go about covering up your beliefs, but at the same time, exercising jury nullification
right.
when you're in there. And so I think that there's – I don't think there's anything they can do to punish you really for ignoring the judge's instructions. And it was interesting that you're saying that it was actually a prosecutor asking you this. Were you asked directly, like person to person, or was this a form you were filling out? How did that
work? It was during the question. It was, and he didn't ask me. I didn't have to answer that. And I don't know if they said
during what part was it a direct question in person, or was it that you filled something out?
Yes, it was a direct question. They pulled up the first 12 or 16 people, and said. You know, they were asking him all questions to dismiss people, and that was one of the questions. And it wasn't as direct as I'm quoting it because I'm paraphrasing.
Could you have answered it in a way like, "I will apply the law," where you don't actually say yes to the question, but what you say sounds like an affirmative to the answer, to the question rather?
That's probably the best way to go about it.
Because if you say, "I will apply the law," then to you, the law is jury nullification, right? If the circumstances are correct. I'm just trying to think of another way around this as far as...
I'll ignore the judge and the prosecutor in this circumstance because I consider them to be immoral bureaucrats, and I'll apply what I consider to be right and just. That'll get you kicked out right away.
That'll get you kicked off.
Right away.
You want to get on the jury.
I got kicked off without even getting to that question because one of the lawyers saw me at the gym 6 months earlier wearing a Ron Paul shirt, and that guy remembered that.
Wow.
I had no idea who he was.
Is this a small town?
There's a million people here. Well, there were at that time. I think we're down a little bit. But no, yeah, it's incredible that he remembered me, and I ran into him outside. I was like, "Why'd you guys dismiss me?" He goes, "Oh, you know, that whole libertarian thing." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Oh, I saw you wearing a Ron Paul shirt."
And I was libertarians on our juries?
Wait a second. Hold on. Is it possible that he looked you up on Facebook ahead of time, got the jury pool or whatever, did his homework ahead of time, and looked you up on Facebook and saw you with the Ron Paul T-shirt?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No. No, he saw me at the gym. He may have talked to me because during that time when Ron Paul was running, I had a bunch of people come up to me at the gym, and they were, I had like 10 Ron Paul shirts, and I wear them out everywhere. And so he may have been one of the people who talked to me, and that's why he remembered. I just didn't remember him.
Wow.
But I just thought it was crazy. I think
that's a good reason that'll lock down your Facebook profile, however. That way prosecutors can't Google you. I never even thought about that, but that's a great point. If you want to give us more of your observations here, it's an interesting story. Forrest, we'll hang on to you. You're welcome to come back. 855-450-3. More from Forrest, maybe with his experience being called and ultimately dismissed from jury duty. And at least the prosecutor was honest with him and told him, "Yeah, you're a libertarian. We don't want your type around here." It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, "Let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas." There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up what you like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about not a happy topic, suicide. But first, something that is very happy, Vegas, Las Vegas. You could be going there and get some of the best prices out there from Vegas.com. Plus, you get an extra 10% off the already low prices on their website by using our code FTL. You get that 10% off on not just hotels, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, and even VIP bottle service at top clubs.
Now, what this is the best rates on everything. And then 10% off of that with the coupon code FTL. That is a really big deal. The shows you want to see, 10% off. The lowest price, and then 10% off. It's huge over at Vegas.com.
They serve up Vegas from the inside at Vegas.com because unlike other travel sites, and there are a bunch of them, they are from Vegas. Everyone at Vegas.com lives in Vegas, works in Vegas, and parties in Vegas. They know the people that set the deals, so the second the prices drop in Vegas, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Use code FTL when you're checking out to get the extra 10% off everything on the site except for air hotel packages. That's because they can't get the discount with the airlines. It's Vegas.com. You get your bonus savings on hotels and shows with code FTL. It's the only place you can get insider information for the Vegas trip of your life. Vegas.com. And it doesn't get any easier to remember than Vegas.com. We'll go back to Forrest here. He's on the line in Louisiana talking about his experience first time with jury selection, ultimately not selected due to a prosecutor actually remembering him, even though this is a fairly large metro area in Louisiana. Apparently this prosecutor happened to go to the same gym as you and saw you working out in a Ron Paul t-shirt and told you outside of the courtroom when you inquired that that was why he had dropped you from the jury pool.
Is anyone else skeptical of this? I mean,
no, it sounds totally possible.
Remembering somebody's t-shirt from 6 months ago, it doesn't
maybe
sound
he thought
totally
you were really
plausible
cute or something like
it's
that.
It's possible, I suppose. But okay, let's look at Occam's razor here. What's more likely that the all these fusion centers and the intelligence apparatus working within the government that jurors who sign a form are then checked out by through whatever machinations the state has and some little dossiers slapped on the desk of these prosecutors, and they say, not this guy. And
puts big red X's next to all the libertarians on the list.
Wouldn't they?
I mean, that's believable, Mark, but this guy specifically told you, this prosecutor specifically said he saw you at the gym.
Are you saying the state agent might have lied?
But he did see you at the gym at which you have worn a Ron Paul t-shirt, right? Like, so that was a believable story to you.
I want to be clear, guys. It was I did not get on a criminal case. I was in a civil case. It was not a prosecutor.
Okay.
So
sorry.
A lot of people. I went to the gym every single day, and I wore a different Ron Paul shirt every single day. So I'd gotten a lot of conversations about Ron Paul at the gym. So it's pretty plausible. I'm just I don't think he thought he was saying anything wrong when he said, "Yeah, we just." Because you were a libertarian, I knew you were a libertarian because you were talking about Ron Paul and you were wearing a Ron Paul shirt at the gym. We just did too much of a wild card. That was what he was going on. And I asked him, by the way, I asked him if he what he thought about jury nullification since I had him there. And, I lost a lot of respect for lawyers that day. He doesn't believe in it at all. But, just hearing these guys question the other jurors, and I mean, they picked the people that gave the worst answers, and they asked the questions in like the most poorly worded ways. They told us what the case was about. It was a car lawsuit, and the woman was trying to sue the dealership. But they try to like beat around the bush and give these really horrible analogies, and they stumble over their words. And I was like, man, isn't this what you guys do for a living? He straight up told me he didn't believe the juries had the power to nullify and even the.
I guess that doesn't even matter in a civil case, though. I mean, why wouldn't they want somebody a libertarian on the? Why wouldn't you want somebody who's smart?
It was somebody who was trying to avoid responsibility, is what it sounds like. He was the attorney for the. I imagine he was the attorney for the wrong party.
I see.
Yes. And I don't know if that would have really made any difference to me, but he didn't really even ask me any questions along those lines. But the guys that he did ask questions to that gave really, logical answers dismissed immediately. Hmm. Like, they kicked him off. And I was just saying, what are you guys doing? The people they kept on were the people saying just ridiculous stuff to get out of jury duty. Like, the one woman was like, I just feel bad for anybody who gets in an accident. I'm going to root for her just, like, ahead of time. I'm going to tell you whose side I'm on. I mean, she just didn't want to be there. They kept her.
Anything else you want to share from your experience, Forrest?
There's I don't want to go on any longer, but I did want to bring see if you guys had heard because you just mentioned your Vegas.com spot. And speaking of Vegas, Penn Jillette just on his podcast 2 weeks ago said that he withdrew all support from Rand Paul because he didn't support forced vaccinations. And I was really shocked to hear Penn Jillette say that. I'm a huge fan of Penn Jillette. I've never heard him say anything like that before. And he's went on.
I'm not surprised. I mean, Penn Jillette is kind of a allopathic medicine guy. I mean, he's sort of an inside the system guy in that way. And it's certainly possible to be a libertarian and support vaccinations, but forcing them, that's pretty surprising.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was like, this is the one case where my libertarianism ends.
Hell, everybody's a state, a libertarian except for that one issue that they're really, it's really important to them. You know, I mean, the state is such an efficient and moral organization that you should really only keep it for that one issue that's really important for you, because at that point, it will not be incompetent or evil. No, that would never happen.
You know, you think of a lot of libertarian reasons to not support Rand Paul, and this is the one reason that this so-called libertarian stops. That's pretty funny.
Thanks for sharing that tonight for us. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, the biggest health crisis in the world is cigarettes, and in the United States, they've been pretty successful with basically doing marketing to stop cigarette use. Now, I will admit, a lot of that marketing money has come from judicial rulings against tobacco.
The one from the 1990s or whatever it was?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It all goes towards that. It's basically education to get people to stop from using. But what it has shown is that education works, and it's far more effective than prohibitions. And in this case, you're just going to be driving. People are going to go bananas if you try to force vaccinate. It's just going to drive people nuts.
Let's talk to Doug. He's in Chicago listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Pretty much, I want to show you, tell you about an article. I don't know if you heard about it. A DeKalb County cop, they have it in Channel 2 in Atlanta. A cop by the name of Lynn Eshelman. I don't know if you heard about that or not. Her dog got out. She thought that she locked her partner up, her canine dog, and she didn't. The dog got out. He attacked an 11-year-old kid by the name of Key Chandler.
Oh, no. He should have been carrying marijuana.
Yeah. Well, he actually did, the cop, or the dog by the name of Andor, actually did quite a bit of damage to the kid. And now you have her pretty much claiming immunity. She should not be held liable for her dog getting out when it were you or me or any other individual in the country and we'd locked up our dog and it got out, we'd be liable.
It's true. I mean, you would.
So this is a police dog? It's a police dog. I mean, isn't this... Now,
this is a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, but I'm kind of... I think she should be held liable, but from sort of current... The way things are done, it would be the department that would be held liable.
Yeah, I would go ahead and agree with your assessment there, Mark. It sounds to me like this is the police department's dog. Maybe you're talking. I could understand a situation where they don't want to hold the individual officer liable, although I'd like to hold both of them liable.
Yeah,
but it seems to me like somebody's got to be liable. Like the dog doesn't just have free run because it belongs to a police department. Even in today's police state society, you'd think that
That dog can go bite whoever it wants to bite.
If the dog and her were on duty, you would be correct. It would be the department that would be liable. But neither one of them, according to the report from I read, were on duty. She put the dog away. She had the dog in her home. She put the dog away, locked it up in the cage. The dog got out, went down the block, and attacked an 11-year-old kid.
So she was keeping the police dog as her pet?
Well, at her home.
Yeah, that can be
they don't lock them in a crate at the department after hours when they're not being used.
Right.
There's one officer usually who is sort of the keeper of the animal, and they have that relationship together.
I find
it ironic that whenever they do a raid, they immediately shoot the dog, whether or not you hit it coming or not. I mean, you can raid the improper home, they immediately shoot the dog. But here, they want no accountability at all.
Of course not. Thanks, Doug. Good call. Appreciate you bringing that forward. We had not talked about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That dog can bite whoever the hell it wants to. It's a law enforcement officer, and the internal investigation will likely clear a police dog just as quickly as they'll clear a regular cop. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.